Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires.
What's up, y'all? It is the 3 o'clock hour, and that means it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. I've got a great guest for us this afternoon. He was my first guest in this special segment, and so it's only fitting that in this lead up, these final hours before the big 2024 election and before the tax fight of 2025 kicks off on November 6th, that he joins me today. Cardi, if you can make sure that he's added to the stream. There he is. The famous Morris Pearl, former managing director at BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment firms, one of the original patriotic millionaires, now the board chair for the PMs. Welcome back, Morris. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be in your show.
Listen, folks, because Morris has done this so many times, I asked him before we came on, could we take a couple of callers if you have questions for our good friend Morris? And he said, indeed, yes. So a very special episode here where you can ask questions of Morris or myself, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as we are, you know, under 48 hours from potentially knowing who the next president is, Morris, let's start there. What are the biggest differences between the two candidates when it comes to tax policy?
I don't know if we're going to know who the next president is in 48 hours.
This is true. Maybe.
It might take a few minutes longer than that.
Yes.
But I think the biggest difference is that one side, they think the way to help people do better is by giving more money to rich people and think somehow that will trickle down to everyone else. And the other side thinks the way to help all the everyone else do better is to send money to everyone else.
Pretty basic. Do you give more money to rich people, or whether that's in a tax break? That's one of the things that I always try to explain to people, Morris, is that from an economic perspective, a tax break for the rich is just like the government wrote them a check.
Yeah. And even better, you don't have to wait for the check to come in. You just keep the money you already have and not pay taxes. So it works out great getting a tax break. That is the major reason why people like me are wealthier now than we were back in 2017. The companies we own stock in make profits and pay half the taxes they did back then, or a lot less tax than they did back then. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our stocks are worth more. Warren Buffett explained it, very simply 6 years ago. It's not that complicated.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about recent history, because Donald Trump passed an absolutely huge tax cut for the wealthiest Americans and corporations. Now, in order to make this palatable, of course, he included a little drippings for us middle class folks. Can you explain to us what that Trump tax cut did for the richest among us? And I'm not talking about folks, you got a few million bucks in your 401k, or you're looking to leave a few million bucks to your kids or pay for their first house or Nope. Morris and I are talking about really, really, really wealthy people and corporations. What's Donald Trump's record there?
Well, they're hugely richer than they were back then because they're paying hugely less taxes. The corporate tax rate went from about 35% to about 21%. That's a huge decrease. That's like giving a humongous raise to all those people that own stock in those corporations, like a 40% raise. And that's like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why some people are a lot richer now than they were back then. And yeah, there were things that affected the taxes of other people who aren't rich investors, some up, some down. Net result is, some people are making a few dollars a month more than they were back then. But it's the richest people who are getting the vast, vast, vast majority of all of the benefits of the 2017 tax cut.
Folks, this is Morris Pearl. He is the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, my special guest today on this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. Donald Trump keeps saying, like, I'm going to use tariffs to pay for everything that we need and solve all of America's problems. What are tariffs at this level going to do for regular working middle class Americans, Morris?
Well, if they're successful, they will raise the prices of the things that the regular Americans buy. Mm. That's the whole point of a tariff, is to raise prices so the people making the stuff can make more profits. If you're trying to sell blue jeans and you're competing against someone importing them from China, the tariff will make the person have to charge more higher prices so you can charge higher prices for yours. And that way, instead of getting the low-priced blue jeans from China, the Americans who want to buy blue jeans will have to pay a higher price. Mm. And then they'll be willing to buy your blue jeans because they're both be the same price. And you can charge more.
Yeah, it's really, there's this really interesting interaction that can happen over some time, Morris, that you're describing with tariffs, right? So that the importing companies that sell those goods in the United States, they will be selling those previously cheaper goods at a higher price. That means that American companies, their similar product, you may be more inclined to buy because now it's all more expensive. And oh, by the way, it may have this domino effect where everything becomes more expensive because we get into a trade war, and or domestically based companies will actually raise their prices because the entire price pressure is upward and you end up with things like massive inflation and recessions. I mean, these are all possibilities.
That's the whole point of a tariff, is to make prices higher, to increase the profits of businesses in the United States.
This is the point. This is the very point. Let's take a quick call. We got Dick from Madison. Please say hello to Morris. And what is your question, Dick?
Good afternoon. Okay, let's carry this out and say that he was elected and the economy starts cratering simply because of what you just said. And then suddenly the customer base has no money to spend. I mean, how good is that for business if three quarters of this country is so broke they can't keep money circulating by buying anything?
Dick, I think this is the magic question. Morris?
That's the point that we, the Patriotic Millionaires, try to make all the time. You know, what I say in every speech about wage policies is the guy who owns the bar cares a lot more about how much beer money all the people sitting in the bar have on Friday night than about the wages of the one guy standing there pouring the beer. And yeah, that's why we honestly believe, the Patriotic Millionaires that are business people and investors, that what's good for having a robust middle class is good for everybody. We would rather build businesses and invest money in a place, a country filled with people who have enough money to buy stuff. It's very short term to try to think that you want to be greedy now and get more money now and not leave any for everyone else. So, I mean, I think tariffs are just a bad idea for everybody. And, you know, I think very few people benefit from tariffs, except if you are a manufacturer of something and you're trying to compete with somebody in another country manufacturing that same thing and selling it to Americans for less money. Those business owners could benefit from a tariff.
But ultimately not the middle class people buying the products, because we will be paying more across the board, which over the longer, medium to long term, makes it even difficult for those American-based manufacturers. It is a cyclical phenomenon. Kamala Harris has said that she doesn't want to raise taxes and won't raise taxes on anybody that makes $400,000 a year or less. Do you think that that makes sense? Do you think it's a fair cutoff? Should it be higher or lower? What do you think, Morris?
Well, yeah, I think there should be a cutoff. I mean, we recommended a slightly higher number, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the detail is that important. I mean, it is important for people who earn $400,000.
Yes.
But I think the point is that we want to raise taxes on the rich,
Yes.
Where, exactly how you define that. I mean, $1 million, $10 million, whatever. We want to raise tax on the rich people. We don't want to raise taxes on people that are living paycheck to paycheck, which honestly is almost everybody in America, unfortunately.
She has also said that she supports increasing the Social Security payroll tax cap, which people talk about as scrapping the cap. So my first question, Morris, is what is that? And it enrages me to hear people like Eric Hovde, who's running for Senate in the state of Wisconsin, and other fiscal hawks talk about raising the age of Social Security to better fund Social Security when we stop assessing a Social Security tax, payroll tax, at $140,000. Makes no sense. Please explain scrapping the cap and if this is a good idea, Morris.
Well, sure. The way the Social Security works is it's a thing that's funded by a special tax just for Social Security. The tax rates are a certain percentage between the employer and the employee. It's like 12 point something percent from zero to 140,000, and then zero above 140,000. You don't pay any more.
So if you make over $140,000 a year, which would be, you know, wealthier middle class folks, and then of course the wealthiest, you don't pay a single dollar in Social Security tax for your $140,001st dollar. Is that
correct? And all the dollars. When I was an investment banker, we got an end of year, we got a bonus paid in January. They deducted $10,000 or so for security. I was the only Social Security I ever paid because I hit the cap in January when I got a bonus check for the previous year. That was it. I just thought, oh, Social Security, a one-time thing you pay in January for $2,000 a year, you know? And yeah, so it hits a much higher percentage for people that work all year than for rich people. Rich people pay a very low percentage because they only pay the $10,000 or so, and that's it. Regular people that work all year round, they pay 6 or 7% on their entire income of every paycheck.
And of course, neither Donald Trump nor Eric Hovde want to scrap the cap. That is a Kamala Harris, Tammy Baldwin position. We've got so much more coming up in this next segment with our special guest, Morris Pearl, the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, a prior managing director at BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm. We're going to keep talking about tax and wage policy, all the stuff that hits you in your pocketbook. You're not going to want to miss it. And why tomorrow's election is your opportunity to protect your pocketbook. We come back on today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network.